Du lyssnar på Radio Malmö, närradion med liv.
Så är du välkomna att lyssna till Pingstkyrkans närradion, Radio Malmö 89,2. Vi sänder nu vårt engelskspråkiga program Living Hope med Terry Hogard.
Thank you for joining us for Living Hope. It's our desire today that through the inspirational music that we'll be playing for you and through the scriptures that we'll be reading to you and from the message that our host will be sharing, that we can bring into your heart, into your home, and into your circumstances a message of Living Hope. So join us and listen as we share that message with you today. And now, here's our host. This is Living Hope, and my name is Terry, and I am the host of our program here again today. And we're delighted you have chosen to join us and to tune in, and thank you for doing that. If you're a regular listener, thank you for being faithfully here. And if you're new, well, then God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. And whoever told you about us, or maybe you stumbled onto us on our website or just by spinning your radio dial, but whatever brought you here, thank you for joining us, and I hope that you'll enjoy our program today. We have in our minds this idea to connect with our English language community here in Malmö. We as a church recognize the great diversity of our city, and we actually have language services in several different languages, and even if you tune into our radio station, you'll even hear that we have other language radio programs as well. But our focus, our passion is the English language community. And that's our desire, and that's why we bring this program to you week by week, because we have a deep longing in our hearts to be there for you and to connect with you in every way we can. Our church is called at Opaporten, and it's a wonderful church here in the city. We're in a location on Stadingatan number 25, which is a very prominent location in the city. It's sort of right on a main thoroughfare, right next to the Mechira Hotel and right next to the football stadium, so I don't think you can miss us. It's a really large white building, and I think you'll see us quite easily. So we'd love to have you join us here for regular services or maybe a special event. We have both going all the time, and we especially are grateful for the wonderful music we have in our church. So we have some fabulous music concerts and presentations that we always enjoy. But you're welcome to join us for a special event or for a regular service, our weekly service. Gathered combined service is on Sunday mornings at 10:30. That's when the whole church is together. And then we, after gathering together, we each of us go to our own language-appropriate service. So we meet at 10:30. Everything about our service is in English. Everything is in English. So if you're an English speaker and love an English environment, then we have just what you're looking for. If you're learning English, it'll be at least an intensive English lesson for you. You'll enjoy it because it's all in English. You get no breaks, so it's really fun. If you're looking to learn English or perfect your English, this would be a good place for you as well. But you can find out details about special events. You can find names of people. Maybe it helps you to see photos of people before you come, or maybe just sort of be aware of who we are and what we do. So I'd invite you I want to direct you to our website, and you can find us easily, www.icf@opaporten.se, www.icf@opaporten.se. Go there, check us out, find everything you need, look around a bit, and if you can, join us. We'd love to have you be with us here. We always begin our program by telling you in advance the big idea. We want to kind of make you aware of where we're going, in the hope that our topic or our theme for today will be relevant and meaningful to you. And I know it always is. It's always relevant and meaningful to specific groups of people for whom this message is just very specifically focused. We're going to talk today about guidance, about how important it is to have guidance, to have instruction, and how that gives us a chance to see possibility in things that we may not see possibility in without some interaction. We need the information. We need the guidance to be able to see the possibility. So we're going to talk about that, and everything we say and do will be built around that. So tune in, stay with us. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to kick off with some great songs, and all of our songs are sort of focused around reinforcing our big idea. So this song I'm going to play for you as we open our program today. We open with this one. It's called All to You.
Roar. We cannot win.
Powerful message, that one, all to you, and how we've made this decision just to really surrender, to lay our tools down, to sort of stop trying to figure it out by ourselves. You know, one of our great challenges at times is that we're not always open to guidance. We try to push on by ourselves, and that becomes difficult. I'm not sure about every culture, but in American culture, American husbands are famous for not wanting to stop and ask for directions. And if you know your Bible history, you know that Moses led the children of Israel through the wilderness, but it was a 40-year journey. And someone inquired, well, why was it such a long journey? And the cynical wife would say, because even then, men would not stop and ask for directions. To some degree, that's probably true. We sometimes resist guidance. We think we can figure it out all by ourselves. And then when we come to the end of ourselves, then we're filled with anxiety and care and frustration because we've sort of exhausted ourselves trying to do what actually could have been quickly resolved had we just been able to find guidance. Another thing that happens is we need to be able to see hope and see possibility. Sometimes if we do it by ourselves, we get to the end of ourselves and we wrongly conclude that I can't do it and no one else can either. And then we just sort of shut everyone else, God and good friends and everyone else, out of our lives because we've sort of said, look, I'm done with this. It didn't work and I tried my best and I'm just not going to bother. I couldn't do it. No one else can either. What we're going to talk to you about today is this idea of being willing to find guidance, to see hope and to see possibility and to not be overwhelmed with anxiety and care, but to understand that we have a God who will lead us, who will guide us, who will show us the way. He just doesn't create the way for us to walk in. He shows us how to walk it, which is a very kind, benevolent thing for God to do for us. It's an amazing description of God and his care and his love for his children. So that's what we're going to talk about, and we're going to get there in just a moment. I want to again invite you to be a part of our regular gatherings here at ICF at Opoporten. International Christian Fellowship is a multicultural, very diverse English language community. In fact, we often say around here that we do not celebrate ethnicity, we celebrate diversity. We're just as different from each other as we can be, and yet we find common ground to form very meaningful relationships. So you're welcome to join us Sunday mornings at 10:30 or for a special event if you'd like to come to one of those. All the details, full details, updated regularly are on our website, and you can find them at www.icf@opoporten.se. www.icf@opoporten.se. Go there, take a look, and just sort of browse through and join us anytime you feel you want or anytime you have opportunity. We would love to welcome you here to our services on Sunday or to a special event, ICF, International Christian Fellowship, an English language community here in the city, especially for you. So join us if you'd like. I'm going to take a moment to read the scripture that we're going to frame our study around today. It's a scripture that's found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Here's what it says. Be anxious for nothing, but let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That passage is much longer because it's one of my favorite ones, but what the writer of our devotional has done is given us pieces here about finding guidance and seeing hope and possibility. It begins with, be anxious for nothing. So when frustration pushes you to the edge and you feel like, I just can't figure this out, don't go there. Don't let anxiety overtake your heart. But instead, let your requests be made known to God. Tell God about it. Seek some guidance. And then the peace of God will come and guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's a great word, and it's going to bless you, I hope, to find some real peace in your heart and open the door for some very helpful guidance that I know you will need at particular moments in your life. So we're going to go there, but before we do, I want you to hear another song. This song is entitled Yahweh. Thank you. Wow, Yahweh, God Almighty, what a wonderful song. Hope all those words kind of filtered into your heart. I kind of like that song particularly because he repeats very specific anthems, very specific mandates that open our hearts to the reality of who God is. So how wonderful was that? I want to finish building our big idea for the day about finding guidance and about seeing hope and possibility in frustrating situations. Talk to us about how important it is for us to open up our hearts and our minds and to receive guidance and direction rather than becoming terribly frustrated or beginning to believe that because we cannot do it, no one else can do it either. Those are dangerous places for us to go. Here's a wonderful devotional built around that very idea. I want you to hear what it says. Our writer begins by saying, "When our daughter and her fiancé began receiving wedding presents, it was a happy time. One gift they received was a bench cabinet that had to be totally assembled. And I volunteered for the task because they already had so much to do to prepare for their wedding. Although it took some hours, it was much easier than I expected. All of the wooden pieces were pre-cut and pre-drilled, and all the hardware for assembly was included and marked. The instructions were absolutely virtually foolproof. So my task became easy." And I don't know if you've ever unpacked stuff from a box, but when you see all those pieces, you wonder what. I never put anything together by myself, and I almost never get all the pieces in. I'm almost always at the end saying, "Look, what are these for?" "Oh, well, I don't know. The thing is standing. Let's just go on." But this guy says, "My experience, and I took on a project I wasn't sure how it would go, but it worked perfectly. Because the instructions were virtually foolproof. Unfortunately, most of life is not like that. Life doesn't carry with it simple instructions, nor do we find all the necessary parts in our hands at the moment we need them. We face situations with no clear idea of what we're going, of what we're getting into, or what it will take to pull this off. We can easily find ourselves overwhelmed with these difficult moments. But here's the point. We need not face our burdens alone." Can I say that again? We need not face our burdens alone. God wants to give us hope. God wants to give us guidance. God wants to show us possibility. God wants us to bring our challenges and our struggles to Him and leave our burdens there. Don't take it on by yourself. Don't let that frustration build up inside you. And then the author of our devotional repeats that passage, those two verses I just read you when we started from Philippians 4. Here's a better way. when you have something in your hands, life has put something in your hands, and you don't have all the pieces, you don't have any clear instructions. Things are not foolproof in this case at all. Here's what he says to do. Here's the word of the Lord to us. Don't be anxious for anything. Be anxious in nothing. But rather, let your request be made known to God. And if you do that, then the peace of God will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Pretty great promise, don't you think? We have a Savior who understands and offers us His peace in the midst of our struggle. Here's a great little poem, as a sort of a little poem at the end of this article. When our minds are stayed on Jehovah, our hearts will be fully blessed, finding just as He promised, perfect peace and rest. The secret to peace is giving every anxious care to God and waiting on Him for clear guidance. That, my dear friend, is a great word for us. Tuck it away in your heart if you don't need it today, because you will need it eventually, I promise you. And let's just pray that God will help us to hide things in our heart. That's what the Scripture says, that we hide His word in our heart so that later we'll have the capacity to not sin against Him. So for some of us, we need to tuck it away, and for the others of us, we need to take it in hand and begin to do right now something different than we've been doing in the past. And I want to pray with you that God will help us to lay our burdens down, to not let anxious thoughts and trying to do things without clarity or guidance frustrate us any longer. The secret to peace is in giving every anxious care to God and in finding clear guidance from Him. Can we pray? Father, thank You again for living hope. Thank You for this word that comes into our lives every week. And we thank You, Lord, for the things You're doing. I pray today, God, that You would cause this word to be tucked away in the hearts of everyone who's listening. And I pray that for those who need it especially, that they would not just tuck it away, because that's not what they need at the moment. They need to take it into their hands and start resolving some frustrating issues and start finding guidance where up to this moment they have not had it. So, Lord, honor Your sons and daughters as they open their hearts to You and receive guidance in the moment they need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in. As always, God bless you. Tune in again. Living Hope, we're going to be here for you. Here's a great song to send us out.
Of joy, and You are the
Du har lyssnat till en sändning från Pingstkyrkans närradio, Radio Malmö 89,2. Tack för att du har lyssnat till oss den här eftermiddagen. Vi är tillbaka på söndag 10.00 och sänder gudstjänsten som hörs i Pingstkyrkan i söndags. Och du är välkommen att lyssna till oss då. Vill du ha kontakt med oss så är du välkommen att ringa på vår telefonnummer 040 80 0035. Vi önskar dig allt gott och gudsrika välsignelse.